Welcome to the Hollowbrook Wealth Management Quarterly Roundup, first quarter 2024. Market overview. The powerful rally that began in October last year continued through the first quarter, leading to the best first quarter returns for 5 years. The S&P 500 gained over 10% to a record high. The MSCI World gained over 8%. Strong U.S. economic growth, enthusiasm about artificial intelligence, and hopes of a soft landing with multiple interest rate cuts were the commonly attributed drivers, as they were in the previous quarter. Through the quarter, the rally broadened beyond the big tech stocks, and international markets led by Japan outperformed U.S. equities. Beyond these headlines, the drivers of the rally changed, and by late March, its progress stalled. Inflation data was discouraging as inflation stopped falling. Prospects for interest rate cuts diminished in tandem, with some commentators even predicting none in 2024. We do not forecast interest rates, but we do think it's reasonable to anticipate that rates do not fall much this year, in accordance with our views last quarter. We observe that the composition of inflation has been changing from goods to services as wages rise, shelter rises, and energy prices rise, supported by higher oil prices. It is important to note that the lower income brackets of the population are particularly sensitive to fuel, shelter, and food costs, which make this a political problem. The Magnificent Seven tech stocks no longer performed as a group, as investors made distinctions between them. NVIDIA and Meta rose strongly on artificial intelligence enthusiasm. Tesla fell sharply on slowing sales and canceled product releases, facing headwinds in China from stiff competition. These comments can also be applied to Apple. For the tech group, physical choke points became more apparent as the rush to build data centers for large language model training led to competition for electricity and water. The limitations of our current generation and distribution capacities are in the spotlight. Long interest rates rose. The price of gold rose, despite higher rates and the strong U.S. dollar. Oil and other commodity prices rose, especially cocoa beans, sadly for chocolate lovers. Higher interest rates and higher energy costs are a powerful, unfavorable combination for stock markets. These observations are all at odds with the benign scenario of only a few weeks before. In our opinion, the flip-flopping of market views is symptomatic of the fact that the macroeconomic setup is extreme, with no parallels in history. Now that rates are higher and likely to stay higher for longer, how do financial markets exit the consequences of quantitative easing defined as all-time high debt levels as the consequences of ultra-low interest rates? Geopolitical risks also intensified, whether in the hot wars of Eastern Europe and the Middle East or the Cold War trade with China, with tariffs and protectionism on the rise. Investors entered the second quarter at a lot less confident than they were only a couple weeks ago. The broader rally in equity indices had reflected hopes for a wider economic upcycle. Stalled equity indices late in March now reflect their narrow foundation on expansive fiscal policy, especially in the U.S. This is a dilemma. Investment outlook. Even though the market zeitgeist has shifted in the course of the first quarter, none of the investment questions posed in our letter last quarter is much closer to an answer. This letter will focus on where our thinking might have evolved based on events. Overall, our investment outlook is the same. Investment discipline is to constantly revisit and test our ideas. An absence of change is symptomatic of conviction, not status. We are confident in our views as more and more well-known commentators, even Jamie Dimon and Larry Fink, begin to refer to the long-term secular and structural factors underlying their importance and their inconsistencies with short-term financial market outcomes. The balance between investment based on short-term tactical trading and investment based on strategic considerations is shifting. We believe in favor of the latter. It is worthwhile revisiting those questions. Is inflation beaten or reduced to lower but sticky levels? If the latter, can interest rates be cut significantly? If not, how will higher interest rates, compared to the last decade, play out across the economy and financial markets? Will loose fiscal policy affect interest rates? Will financial markets discipline lose fiscal policy? loose fiscal policy? What is the interplay between the physical and the digital economy? Is the absence of a capital investment in the physical economy a bottleneck? Is the energy transition, which requires huge capital investment, both a driver of CapEx cycle and a bottleneck? Both. What are the implications for margins and profits if the CapEx cycle accelerates? How realistic is to assume that artificial intelligence can significantly enhance productivity in and of itself and in the face of the physical economy bottlenecks? Financial markets have so far turned a blind eye to deteriorating geopolitics. Can they continue to do so? Will the global election cycle and domestic politics matter for investors? Our incremental views are set out under the broad headings we used last quarter. Portfolio positioning. Our investment approach is to identify investment asymmetries. We invest in positive asymmetries found in identifiable, favorable, structural, and secular changes from which the portfolio returns can benefit over time. We avoid negative asymmetries, which can be found in stretched financial conditions and where long cycle changes slowly and inevitably impact consensus views on the economy and markets. Portfolios are designed to absorb market volatility, which permits our approach to take focus away from attempting to trade around market changes in the short term. Our asset allocation model, which reflects our aggregate views on asymmetries, has so far successfully limited downside risk. We focus on long cycle change in order to position portfolios to gain advantage from long wealth creation. The transition we envision is gathering pace. Mindful of the risks to the status quo, we're building portfolio positions and ideas that we think will benefit from the following winds of the new long cycle, which will define the investment context of the next decades. We do not believe the next 10 years will be like the last 10 years. We approach the successful investments of the last decade with caution. Some have a place in the portfolio, but not to the dominant extent of the past. Narrow market leadership is a warning flag. We avoid investments which returns are based on financial engineering, leverage, arbitrage, correlations, etc., rather than wealth creation. For this reason, we broadly avoid investments in the financial industry. Problems may not be systematic, but they're symptomatic of the ways in which higher rates, which are a fact, slowly work their way through the economy. We seek genuine innovation as opposed to growth with no financial returns. We favor investments predicated on long-term prudent capital management, both in companies and financial intermediaries. We maintain elevated levels of cash and gold while this long cycle change gathers momentum and the related geopolitical and political pressures that are its symptoms remain elevated. We are comfortable being away from the crowd and away from consensus. We like the energy transition, infrastructure, carbon capture, nuclear, and more. And Japan could be very interesting if they start repatriating capital and companies begin to return capital to investors. We also like opportunities available with specialists. For example, those experts that have investment strategies that can benefit from the impact of higher interest rates. Thank you for your trust and support. If we can help you in any way, please do not hesitate to reach out.